That's a great blue heron.
Verna Doctor shields her eyes from the blazing afternoon sun to catch a glimpse of a great blue heron flying overhead. She's been tending to this trail for 4 years, pulling out weeds, picking up litter, and stocking brochures left for visitors. Small and nimble, she steps quickly over rocks and branches, stopping every few feet to check on the status of a seasonal plant or to point out a leafy bush that makes a nice cup of tea.
It belongs to the mint family. And if you smell, it's got a very nice little minty odor to it.
It's not every day a biology teacher living in the Northeast can spend time exploring a prairie grassland, but that's what makes the Chemeau Barrens Preserve so unique. Verna Doctor says she felt drawn to its unusual landscape.
I guess the barrenness of it, how plants have to struggle to survive, and it's amazing how you can see, after we have rain early in the spring, all the color that is there and the variety of things that can exist in such a severe ecosystem.
We reach the Alvar, and at first glance, it looks like a field filled with tall grasses and wildflowers. In fact, the plants and animals that live here are usually found in the Midwestern prairies. But upon closer inspection, it's clear that the soil is very shallow. Just a few centimeters cover the bedrock. In many places, the limestone is completely exposed, often gutted with ankle-turning crevices a foot wide and several feet long. Land snails, algae, and small mammals live in these crevices, as do the few scraggly white pines that dot the Alvar landscape. While it looks barren compared to the forests that surround it, Doctor says the Alvar holds plenty of surprises. She stoops down by one slab and places her hand on a 6-inch long fossil.
Those are cephalopods. They, if you've ever looked at any drawings of the early sea life, they look like Nutty Buddies, actually ice cream cones. At the ice cream end, there are tentacles. Relatives would be something like the chambered nautilus or the squid.
Scientists believe these Alvar sites were created by glaciers which moved through 10,000 years ago, scraping away the soils and leaving long slabs of the limestone bedrock exposed. While researchers knew of Alvars in northern Michigan, Ohio, and Ontario, none had been identified in New York. That is until ecologist Carol Reschke saw an air photo of the region.
And I noticed on the air photos that there was a very distinctive pattern to this landscape that had the Alvar communities in it, and it looked kind of like stripes across the landscape rather than the kind of square mosaic of farmlands. You could see this kind of diagonal stripes of vegetation, and actually the bare places in between the trees were outcrops of rock of this limestone pavement, and here was a natural community that's naturally open, and in fact some natural grasslands that seem to be maintained somehow as natural grasslands. And to find those in northern New York, that was really exciting.
That was in 1986, not long after the land was bought by the Nature Conservancy for preservation. But with an office a couple hours away, it was tough for the Conservancy's staff to attend to the site's daily needs. That's where Verna Doctor and neighbor Bill Blant stepped in. They spent hours clearing the trail and building a kiosk. The kiosk directs visitors to rare plants like the prairie dropseed, a flower that fills the air with the smell of buttered popcorn. As we continue down the trail, we reach a bend, and Doctor takes a sharp left off the path, following natural markers that only she can recognize. As we move into the grass, our shoes sink in the soft moss that lies underneath. Eventually, she makes her way over to a thick set of tire prints, decades old, that look like they were made yesterday.
I mean, these have been here. Nobody's been back here. Now it's probably a good 40 years. And the impressions, they just don't go away. It's like when something drives through, especially when it's wet, and makes an impression like that, the soils never repair. If they do, it's going to take more than one person's lifetime to actually see this happen.
While the volunteers have been successful in keeping vehicles off the fragile soil, they've had more trouble controlling other forms of human recreation, such as deer hunting. Bill Blance is the preserve's closest neighbor and its other unofficial caretaker. Like Verna, he spends much of his time on the trail, patrolling for hunters and worrying about the scientists who work there after dark. He says he's not motivated by the Alvar's ecological significance as much as by the fact that it gives people a chance to spend time outside, appreciating nature.
When I see a couple from Pennsylvania or New York City or as far away as California come off the trail and the smile on their face and the experience that they had was just wonderful. Money can't buy that.
Blant says many local residents are using the trail as well. While they always knew there was something different about the area, he says a growing number are beginning to recognize it's more than an empty field. It's a rare ecosystem that they've been called on to protect. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Karen Kelly in Chimaux, New York.